B'choros Perek Ches Mishnah Ches 8:8. Okay, we just finished saying in the previous Mishnah that you could use Shava Kesef. You don't have to use actual silver. Anything worth 5 silver coins of that amount is also okay to redeem your firstborn. Here, Mishnah is going to say, well, not anything. Certain things are restricted. Now, the basis of this restriction is a drasha. Okay, the drasha is the mechanism is called Klal Prat Klal. Okay, which klal prato klal means that the pasuk says something general, then something specific, then something general. And we understand from the fact there are two generalities and a specific, so the rule is that the klal tells you that it's general, but the things that apply to the klal, the general cases, have to resemble the specific prat, which is itemized. Okay, that's called klal prato klal. And this specific kind of klal prato klal that we're going to see in our mission here, it comes up a number of times in Shas. Basically, in the context of Pinyan Ben, so it says Ufaduya Miben Chodesh. First it talks about a general redemption, a Pidyan. And it says Tifte, which is also a general lashon of redemption. So those are two klalim. But it says specifically Be'erkacha Kesef Chamesh Shkalim, at the value of exactly 5 silver coins. So that's something that's a prat, specific. So the drash ends up being that yes, you can use anything to be poda as long as it's like the prat. What does it mean to be like the prat? Like silver coins, and that number one, it's movable, like silver coins, and number two, it's gufo mamon, which means that it's intrinsically valuable as opposed to deriving derivative value from something else. So what would that mean? So movable stuff means you can't use real estate. Karka is fixed, land is fixed in the ground, and it's not really resemblant, if you will, to money in that way. So it's not what's called metaltel. It can't be moved. So land will be not eligible for pidyon ben. And gufo mamon, intrinsic value, means as opposed to derivative value. If you have an IOU, someone gives me a check. I have a savings bond from the U.S. government. It says we'll pay you at the end of the year $1,000. Well, now it's just a piece of paper with a promise. That's not called gufo mamon. That's called a shtar. So the contract, a promise or a note, a promise that is not eligible to be used for pidyon ben. And in addition, the mission will say also avadim, slaves, so an eved kanani, shkafa kananis, those are always hookish to karka, they're always sort of exegetically connected to land. And similarly, even though you could in theory kind of move a slave, but it's not eligible for pidyon ben purposes because of that technicality. So that's the mission says here. It says ein podin lo ba avadim, you can't redeem your son neither with slaves, v'lo b'shtaros, nor with contracts, since derivative value, IOUs, and the like, v'lo b'karkos, and you can't use land, real estate, because not metaltel, unlike silver coins, which are. Now, the way the Mishnah reads, it looks like there's actually 4 items on the list. This is very misleading, okay? So it's confusing. The Mishnah reads, I'll read the whole thing now in one sentence, one breath. It says, ein podin lo b'avadim, v'lo b'shtaros, v'lo b'karkos, v'lo b'hekdeshos. So it sounds like the 4th item on the list is hekdeshos, consecrated things. But that's not what it means. There's no way you could use something which you are makdish, you consecrated it to redeem your son. Because let's say I have a cup, and I makdish the cup, and it's a golden cup, okay, so it's worth plenty of money. I can't use that cup now and give it to a Kohen to redeem my son, obviously, because once I'm makdish, I consecrate it to the base of mikdash, it's not mine, it's the base of mikdash, so how in the world could I possibly use it to redeem my son? It's not my value anymore. The point of our mission here is, when a person consecrates something that isn't royal and mizbeach, we discussed this a bunch of times in different places, in Menachos, others, that it's got Kedushas Damim, the value is consecrated, but not Kedushas Aguf, the thing itself is not consecrated, and therefore it would be used towards Bedeka Bais, upkeep of the base of Mikdash, and the base of Mikdash stuff can be just redeemed for money. So if I consecrated my golden cup, and the golden cup was worth $400, so I could say, either give the cup, or I could redeem the cup and just give the value. If someone else buys the cup from me, he gives me $400, he can give me, say, $400, and the cup then is deconsecrated, and the money, $400, will go to the base of Mikdash. If I redeem it myself, I have to add an extra chomesh, 25%, so I have to reduce $500 to give the $500 to the base of Mikdash. The point is the cup can be deconsecrated with the money. Our mission's point here is you can deconsecrate things that I've just kedushas damim with things like money and silver coins and gold bullion, but you can't use these 3 things. You can't use a slave or an IOU or a land to redeem something which has kedushas damim, which is hekdeshos, things you consecrate the base of Mikdash. So that's what it means here. V'lo hekdeshos means you can't use those 3 things to deconsecrate hekdeshos either. Now, Mishnah continues on. It's like a new point here. Now, this new point is that what happens if a guy tries to redeem his son with an IOU? So we just said it doesn't work. But what? Let's just play it out in our head. What would happen is a guy would say to the Kohen, listen, Kohen, my kid's 31 days old. I need to do a pitching to Ben. I don't have the money today. I'll give you an IOU. And next week when I get my money, I'll give you the, you know, the five slum. Fine, good. So when the guy, the father, gives the Kohen the IOU, what happens? Nothing. A week later, he gives him the five slum. What happens? So midoraisa, good. Kohen now got five slum to redeem the son. The son's redeemed. End of story. The problem is the rabbis were concerned. If people saw that happen, they would think that people might watch the first half of the transaction and think that it was the giving of the IOU which redeemed the son. But we just said earlier in the Mishnah that giving of an IOU, a shtar, is not effective for pitching a ben. Since the rabbis were afraid that people would misunderstand, so they required a guy who gives an IOU to pay back the IOU, and that shouldn't be effective. That payback of the IOU should not be effective to redeem the son. Meaning, in the story I gave you, the father had to give the five slum to pay back his IOU and give another five slum to redeem his son. A total of 10 slum. It's a din d'rabbanan to make sure people don't misunderstand that the IOU contract wouldn't be effective in pidyon haben. That's what the Mishnah here says. It says, Kasav l'kohen shu chayv lo chamesh slum. If at the pidyon haben ceremony, so to speak, the father gives the Kohen an IOU to give him five slum in the future, chayv liten lo, so now since he gave an IOU, he must pay it. Uvno enopadui, even after he gives the five slime, the son is still not redeemed. Midurabanan, because we want him to give a second one, so everyone will see it's the cash that's only the possibility of using to redeem the child and not an IOU. Lefikach, says the Mishnah, therefore, Imratza Kohen Liten Lo Matana Rashai. After the fact, the Kohen feels like a jerk. He says, listen, I feel terrible. I took 10 slime from you instead of 5. Here, I'm giving you 5 back. That's no problem. And in fact, the halacha is, there's no problem with the Kohen giving back everything he gets for pidyon haben. He can give a gift that he wants, so he can receive his five slum and give him back the gift to the father. It's no problem. The halacha, however, says, while that in theory is no problem, in practice what we're afraid of is if it became a custom that people essentially just sort of, you know, symbolically, ceremoniously give this five slum and the Kohen gives it back to him, then the person, when he gives the money over in the first place, the father giving to the Kohen, he won't think he's really paying anything. He's thinking, I'm just doing a ceremony, which I'll get right back in. And since he's not thinking he's really giving it, he's not really giving it. If he's not really being mocking it, then the pidyon doesn't work. And therefore, really a person shouldn't get that money back from the Kohen so simply, and that way people shouldn't come to think that it's a sort of just a ceremony, but not actually a real actual payment, which it really is. Once the payment's done, in fact, the Kohen can do what he wants. He certainly can give back the coins to the father, no problem. I think in practice, what happens more often than not nowadays is people acquire, like they go to a gemach, they get the special 5 silver coin gemach, they borrow the coins, they give the coins to the Kohen gets them, then they buy them back from the Kohen. They say, listen, Kohen, here's 100 bucks, 200 shekels or something. They buy the silver coins back from the Kohen, a real transaction, maybe for less than the value of the silver itself, and then they give the coins back to the gemach. I think that's what's most commonly done today, but anyways, the transaction is a real transaction. That's the point of the Mishnah here. Now, when, this is the last point of the Mishnah, when does the actual pidyon redemption of the firstborn take effect? What has to happen? So, we saw in the Peter Chamor, in the case, in the first parak, we saw that as soon as you separate the seh, that goat or sheep, and say, this is to redeem the donkey is redeemed. If the seh doesn't make it to a Kohen's hand, so what? The donkey is redeemed and permitted for use immediately. In contrast, we have, when it comes to the Peter Chamor, it has to be handed over, excuse me, the redemption of a firstborn cow, goat, or sheep. So you have to give it to the Kohen, okay? Until the Kohen gets it, you haven't done your obligation. So the question is, what's the paradigm over here? What happens if a person takes 5 slum and sets them aside to redeem his son but didn't yet give it to the Kohen? Is the son redeemed or not? The answer is no, he's not redeemed. The son is not redeemed until the Kohen gets it into his hands based on the Pesukim. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Hamafrish pidyon beno, if a person separates 5 slum for pidyon haben, like one would separate a seh for a pidyon peter chamor. But then va'avad, those 5 coins get lost. Chayev bachriyuso, the father must replace with new coins, because since the Kohen never got the money, the child never got redeemed. Shnei Amar, the base of that is leaving from a pasuk. The pasuk says, one pasuk says, yellow, in the context of the Kohen, that says, it'll be to him, the Kohens. And also later on, like the next pasuk says, Pado tifte, he will certainly redeem, the Kohen will certainly redeem the child. So the drasha is, the redemption happens only when it is really his, meaning once the Kohen gets the money into his hand and not before.